What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know what they say, crime pays. Tonight's grand jury prize could turn one of these random assholes into a slightly wealthier random asshole. Time to lawyer up and not say another word on Plea Deal or No Plea Deal. Stay tuned. Welcome to Plea Deal or No Plea Deal. I'm your host, Don Saldivar, and I'm excited for you to see my brand new game show. And no, the rumors aren't true. I didn't get fired from my last game show because I treated my employees like garbage. It was a sexual harassment case. But I don't want to get into it. Tonight, real people get the chance to experience the trial of the century. If they win, they walk away with $100. First, let's meet our contestant. Welcome, Estar. Estar,
thank you.
Thanks for being here. Have you ever committed a crime?
I do not want to say too much out front. Legally, I am a little nervous about where that might put me to win that $100.
What are you so concerned about hiding?
Have you ever heard the term skeletons in the closet?
Always. Every day. Anyway, Estar, thank you for being here. Tonight, you're going to be on the opposite side of the law. It's time to play Plea Deal or No Plea Deal. All right, let's get into it. Uh-oh, you have committed a crime. Let's spin the wheel to see what crime that is.
All right.
Ooh, satanic cult daycare. Ooh. Well, that's a tough one. All right, you thought you got away with your crime, but the prosecution has presented these six mysterious pieces of evidence. Ooh. You're not sure what these six exhibits mean, but your private investigator found out that three exhibits will actually exonerate you, but the other three exhibits will prove you're guilty. Each round, you'll get the chance to remove one exhibit, and hopefully, if you remove the right ones, you'll make the prosecutor look like Marcia Clark. All right, and after four rounds, if you're found not guilty, you win $100. But if you're found guilty of the crime you committed, you walk away with nothing, and you will go to prison.
Great.
Along the way, I'll be receiving calls from our lawyer in the booth, Mr. Alan Dershowitz. At the end of each round, he'll offer you a plea deal. Then you'll have to decide, take the plea deal or no plea deal. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great. I'm ready to go.
All right. Then let's get into it. All right. The prosecution has six exhibits.
Okay.
Three will exonerate you, and three will prove you are guilty. The exhibits are a cholo.
So, Holmes.
your signed confession, a gun, your laptop, one pube, or a brand new car. All right, you got six exhibits right in front of you, Esther. How are you feeling? Did one jump out to you? You want to get it right out of the way? You're worried about it. What are you feeling?
Yes, one did, but I don't know if I want to like tell you what it is right now, or if I hold on to that information.
You can talk it through. I have no sway in the game whatsoever. It's all up to you now. We got a cholo.
Okay.
Your signed confession.
That one actually really popped out at me, though. I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
A cholo.
What's a cholo? So yeah.
A cholo, they typically lean side to side.
Okay.
Typically a Latino person who is maybe a tougher sort of gentleman.
All right. Thank you for explaining that. I was being sincere. Yeah, okay. So do I choose out of all of those, or is
you
it...
You can remove one exhibit.
I can remove one.
A cholo, your signed confession, a gun, your laptop, one pube, or a brand new car. So three of these will hurt you, but three of these will help you. You want to remove the ones that'll hurt you. Any of those feeling like you got to get that out of here.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get rid of the laptop.
I'm going to get rid of the laptop.
I'm going to get rid of the laptop.
I'm going to get rid of the laptop. All right. Let's see what that piece of evidence was. They seized your hard drive, and although they couldn't find anything directly related to this case, they did find some horrible, unspeakable things. This doesn't look good for you. Incriminating. All right, so you removed an incriminating piece of evidence. Woo, wow, that is exciting stuff. Wow, how do you feel, Esther?
I feel really good about that, yeah.
Good. You knew what was on your laptop. Give us a little taste. What was on that laptop, Esther?
Can I be honest? I have a lot of...
Oh! You can hear that. That's the prosecution calling now. Hello, Mr. Dershowitz. No, I love you. Uh-huh. Okay, Esther. Mr. Dershowitz is offering you a plea deal of $30. $30, take this plea deal or no plea deal. You decide.
I'm going to say no plea deal. I want to roll the dice a little bit. Yeah.
All right. No plea deal. All right. Exciting stuff. You know, Esther, I'm wondering, do you know anybody who's a lawyer?
Yes. So actually, I'm going to answer that enthusiastically. I just moved in with two lawyers. And before this, I asked them, I said, you got to explain to me what a plea deal is. Like, tell me, give me some advice. You know,
and what did they say? Are they good and or cheap?
You know, I would highly recommend both of them.
Really good to know. I'll probably ask you for their cards later. But Esther, what is a plea deal? What did they say?
Oh, okay. So yeah, let me see if I can. So a plea deal. Let's see. The advice my roommate gave me. She said, the more that you have committed the crime, the less you want to admit that you did it.
Right. And so, of course.
You know, right. So she said this is not legal advice, but it's just, you know, that could get her in trouble, but she said, you know, feel free to use that. So
what's her full name?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take that as a pleading the fifth, but you didn't take the plea deal. All right, that means we're going into round number two. Exciting stuff. Exciting stuff, Esther. All right, so you removed the laptop. All right, so now we're back to it. You got five exhibits in front of you. You're going to remove one. You still have a cholo, your signed confession, a gun, one pube, or a brand new car. All right, Esther.
Light up every time you say that.
Three of these will help your case. Two of these will hurt it. What are you thinking, Esther?
All right. I'm leaning towards signed confession because I was not in a good place when I wrote that and was I felt a little pressured into it, I'm not gonna lie. And I didn't feel good about my signature. It wasn't my best John Hancock.
A good a reason as any.
So I'm gonna go with the signed confession.
You're going with the signed confession. You're gonna remove your signed confession. All right.
Correct.
Let's see what that piece of evidence was. That was a wild Saturday night. You went to a bar and drank so much, you signed a full confession to an undercover agent. But here's the thing. You signed the confession on opposite day. The evidence is inadmissible. Oh, that was an inadmissible piece of evidence, Esther. That is unfortunate. That would have totally helped your case. Totally helped your case to get. How do you feel about that?
I'm so mad.
Little did you know that your full signed confession would be inadmissible. Wow. Esther, you know what that sound means. I gotta take this. Mr. Dershowitz.
Okay.
I know. I was thinking about you too. Okay. All right. I'll tell Esther. All right. Mr. Dershowitz is offering you a plea deal of $40. $40.
$40
as a plea deal. Plea deal or no plea deal, Esther.
I want to know. So if I get this $40, I can... I'm getting the 40, but then I have to go to trial?
You get the 40, you walk away, but you won't be able to get the full 100. That's what it would be.
I won't be able to... $100.
That's what you want.
And I might, have to... Okay, all right, I understand. I'm going to say no plea deal.
No plea deal.
No.
All right, no plea deal. Okay, wow, exciting stuff. Esther, you're really rolling the dice. We got another round ahead of you. You got four options left. Still at 50-50. Half of them will help you. Half of them will hurt you. Are you ready to hear them one more time?
Yes.
Here we go, Esther. You don't just remember them off the top of your head? All right.
No, I gotta hear them again.
Your four exhibits left. You're gonna remove one. We've got a cholo.
So home.
A gun, one pube, or a brand new car. What would you like to remove, Esther?
Okay. I'm just gonna go with my gut feeling and I'm gonna go with the pube.
You want to remove a pube? You want to remove one pube?
I would like to remove just one.
Don't we all? All right. Esther, let's see what that piece of evidence was.
Okay. All right.
This pube was found at the scene of the crime. But it's not a match. Let's just say your carpet doesn't match your drapes. Inadmissible. Ooh, that one was inadmissible. Esther, ooh, that would have helped you. You would have made them look like complete fools if they try to connect that pube to you. That is unfortunate. How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm not going to lie. I feel really good. I'm just going with my gut at this point, and I'm just trying to follow my heart, and that feels great.
Well, Esther, I'll tell you this. We are down to the final three exhibits. You can throw out two at the same time, but before we reveal which they are, you'll get one last call from Alan Dershowitz. So which two would you like to throw out, Esther?
Okay.
You got a cholo?
So, Holmes.
A gun? Or a brand new car? You're going to throw two more of these out, and the whole case will ride the one remaining exhibit.
All right. So, I'm going to get rid of the cholo, and I'm also going to get rid of... God, I just really feel pulled to like the gun at this
pulled
point.
Pulled in a good way or a bad way?
I don't know why.
I've been pulled in all kind of ways.
Yeah. I have a lot of, sort of sentimental memories around the word gun.
Just the word, and of course.
Just the word. I've seen it in books. Things like that, growing up, learning and things like that.
We don't believe in books on this show. Esther, what are you going with? You want to remove or keep the gun?
I'm removing those two.
You're removing a cholo and you're removing a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be left with a brand new car. So before we reveal which we're incriminating and which were inadmissible, I'm going to take one final call from Alan Dershowitz. All right. Hello, Mr. Dershowitz. I don't know. What are you wearing? Oh, well, sorry. We don't have time for this. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Right. We're down to the final. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Mr. Alan Dershowitz is offering you two of these are incriminating and one is inadmissible. I believe. Yeah. Yes, two are incriminating and one is inadmissible. You want the inadmissible one. If one of the two that you threw away is inadmissible, you walk away with $0 and you will go to prison. So,
great.
Where you're at right now, Mr. Alan Dershowitz is offering you a plea deal of $33. $33.
No.
No plea deal.
No. I don't trust him.
Oh, how dare you? He's Mr. Alan Dershowitz. What's not to trust about Alan Dershowitz? All right, but you're going to go no plea deal.
I'm going no plea deal. I want to just see how this plays out.
All right. Let's see what we got. We'll start with a cholo. That's not just any cholo. That's Sherlock Holmes. He's a legendary detective from the barrio, and he solved the mystery. His testimony would have definitely hurt your case for sure. That was incriminating. Ooh. Okay, so you got one down. But Esther, you chose a brand new car, and you chose to remove a gun. It all rides on this. I'll tell you, a brand new car first. Let me take that one again. I'm going to tell you a gun first. Sorry, that's my gun. I don't know how it ended up in there. That was inadmissible, which means, Esther, the one you were left with was the car scene fleeing the murder scene. Your DNA is all over it, and it's a Tesla. Oh. Incriminating, Esther. Oh, you're walking away with $0, and you're going to prison. That is unfortunate. Luckily, we have the bailiffs right over here. They're coming in. Yeah, just go ahead. Watch your wrist there. But yeah, all right. Esther, how do you feel about the way everything went down?
I'm glad that it was a Tesla. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what I just feel good about that. Because even though everything's out there and I, you know, committed the crime, whatever, like at least it in some way was connected with something that was good for the environment.
Of course. And it was good for Mr. Elon Musk. And that's important. I'm saving up my Dogecoin to buy a Tesla. But Esther, oh, this is unfortunate. Sorry you're walking away with nothing. But how about a hand for Esther, everybody? Oh, wow. Incredible stuff. Goodbye, Esther.
Goodbye.
And enjoy prison. All right. Who's going to plea deal it next? Find out after this commercial break.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome back to Plea Deal or No Plea Deal. If you're just tuning in, I'm Don Saldivar, and this show isn't based on any of my real-life court cases. Let's meet our contestant. Welcome, Daisy. Daisy,
hi,
thanks for being
hello.
Here.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I gotta ask, have you ever committed a crime?
Well, I'm a repeat offender of getting $16 worth of chickpea salad at the Whole Foods Hot Bar and ringing it up as bananas.
Wow. So. Well, I love crime too.
Yeah.
All right, Daisy. Now it's time to play Plea Deal or No Plea Deal.
Woo.
Here we go. Uh-oh, you have committed a crime. Let's spin the crime wheel. Killed someone. Ooh, not too bad, not too bad. All right, you thought you completely got away with your crime, but the prosecution has presented these six mysterious pieces of evidence. Ooh. You don't know how these six exhibits will affect your case, but you got word from your private investigator that three exhibits will actually exonerate you, but the other three exhibits will prove you're guilty. Each round, you'll have the chance to remove one exhibit. And if you remove the right ones, you'll hopefully make the prosecutor look like Christopher Darden. After four rounds, if you're found not guilty, you win $100. But if you're found guilty of the crime you definitely committed, you walk away with nothing and you will go to prison. As always, after each round, I'll be receiving a call from our lawyer in the booth, the incredibly talented Mr. Alan Dershowitz. At the end of each round, Mr. Dershowitz will offer you a plea deal, and you'll have to decide, plea deal or no plea deal. How does that sound to you, Daisy?
Oh, I can't wait. Let's get started.
All right, then let's just get right into it. Round number one, the prosecution has six exhibits. Three will exonerate you, and three will prove you are guilty. The exhibits are a finger painting of you committing the crime, an Aris isotoner glove, nanny cam footage, a shoe print, your diary, and rapper Tekashi 69.
Come on.
All right, Daisy. You can remove one exhibit. Which will it be?
Let's
any do of them
the
stand out to you?
The isotoner glove is standing out to me because those don't have a great track record.
Name one way they don't have a great track record, Daisy.
Oh man, that's private. I'll tell you when you're older. my gut is saying the isotoner is not to be trusted.
So you want to remove the Aris isotoner glove?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what piece of evidence that was. Similar to the glove O.J. Simpson famously tried on in court, this glove was found at the scene of the crime. You try it on, and unfortunately, it fits perfectly. If the glove goes on, you must imprison. That is incriminating. All right. Good removal there. That was an incriminating
yes.
piece of evidence, Daisy. Well okay. done on that. Oh, that's the prosecution now. Oh, hello, Mr. Dershowitz. Please, the pleasure is all mine. Okay. Okay, Daisy.
Yeah.
Mr. Dershowitz is offering you a plea deal of $30. $30. Plea deal or no plea deal?
No plea deal, Mr. Dershowitz.
Why not?
I am having a great time, honestly. I kind of feel like I'm playing Oregon Trail a little bit, and I would like to keep going.
Never heard of that, the game or the concept. All right, but you're going to go ahead and say no plea deal.
No plea
deal. All right, Daisy, exciting stuff. We're going into round number two. We got five exhibits left, and you're going to remove one. We've got a finger painting of you committing the crime, nanny cam footage, a shoe print, your diary, or rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Gummo.
All right, Daisy, you can remove one exhibit. What are you feeling?
Let's do... I feel like I should go with the most obvious thing, the finger painting of me committing the crime. Would probably be a smart one to get rid of.
And why do you feel like that?
Well, it's... I mean, who painted it? Like, I... Why do they, like, have such a clear image of it happening?
These are the questions.
Yeah, I feel like those are really big questions, and they're probably not great answers for me, so in my... what's going to happen to me next. So I would really like to get rid of that.
All right, you're going to remove a finger painting of you committing the crime. Let's see what that piece of evidence was. You had a little too much to drink at a wine and paint night and accidentally painted yourself committing the crime. The painting also includes details about the crime only the culprit would know. And also, the finger paint has perfectly preserved your fingerprints, which were found at the scene of the crime. Oh, wow, that was incriminating as hell. Daisy, an excellent removal.
Oh, how
do you feel about that? How do you feel?
I'm feeling great. I've done those wine painting classes before, and they are dangerous.
You certainly have. What else have you done at a wine and paint night, Daisy?
I was dragged to one in Evanston, Illinois, where I was forced to paint the Northwestern Rock, and I did not go to Northwestern. So
I don't know what that is.
It's like a
monument. Is
that
Dwayne the Rock Johnson, but from the Northwest?
Yes.
All right, Daisy. I'm getting the phone's ringing right now. The phone is ringing off the hook. I got to take this. Mr. Dershowitz, hey. No, you're good, man. Yeah. Take as much time as you need. What were you doing in the bathroom? Okay. Yeah. Daisy's waiting for a plea deal. Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Daisy.
Yeah.
After removing two incriminating pieces of evidence, Mr. Dershowitz is offering you $65. $65. Plea deal or no plea deal?
Man, that sounds pretty good, but I'm gonna say no plea deal.
How come?
I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling maybe a little arrogant that I can keep it going for a little bit longer.
All right, that's no plea deal. Oh, all right, Daisy, this is exciting. We're going into round number three. You have four pieces of evidence left.
Mm-hmm.
One of these is incriminating, and the other three, if the other three remain, you will get off completely and walk away with $100. How do you feel?
Oh, I have butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, gross. All right, Daisy. Your four exhibits left. You're going to remove one. Your four exhibits left are nanny cam footage, a shoe print, your diary, and rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Gummo.
Daisy, you're going to remove one exhibit. What do you want to remove?
I'm going to remove rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine.
What makes you want to remove rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Gummo.
Because I don't really want him involved in anything that has to do with me legally or the possibility of me going to jail or not going to prison. He's not somebody I would want to be a part of that.
Why?
Well, he's not, like the Isotoner glove, he doesn't have a great track record either.
But have you heard Gummo?
I was just, it's my alarm in the morning. It wakes me up.
Oh, samesies. All right, Daisy. You want to remove rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Gummo!
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what that piece of evidence was. Despite knowing nothing about the case, musician Tekashi 6ix9ine was testifying against you. That was incriminating. That means the last three pieces of evidence are all inadmissible. Daisy, you have won $100. You are not guilty. Oh, how do you feel?
Oh my God. I can't, I mean, I really can't believe I won. I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling great. Wow. Thank you so much. I just got to learn to trust my divine female intuition.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Plea Deal or No Plea Deal.
Aw, thanks for having me.
Everybody, tune in next week for more.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.